West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. A Georgia State Patrol Specialized Collision Reconstruction Team continues to investigate a three-vehicle crash on I-20 in Carroll County Friday that resulted in the death of an 82-year-old man. According to the GSP preliminary report, troopers responded to the crash on Interstate 20 West near mile marker 19 just after 11:30 a.m. Friday. A Kia and a tractor trailer were both stopped on Interstate 20 West in the left lane. A Lincoln Navigator traveling west in the left lane struck the rear of the Kia, which caused both the Kia and the Navigator to strike the rear of the tractor trailer. Both the driver of the Navigator and the passenger of the Kia were transported to hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Kia was transported to Tanner Villarica, where he was pronounced deceased. The man was later identified as Berman Woods of Satillo, Mississippi. The Paulding County Sheriff's Office has identified the gunman accused of killing Paulding County Sheriff's Deputy Brandon Cunningham in an ambush attack in Hiram Saturday night. 42-year-old James Samuel Atkins was identified as the now-deceased suspect. According to jail and prison records, Atkins has a lengthy criminal history, having previously been arrested multiple times for robbery. On Saturday, officials were called to a domestic dispute at Atkins' home within the Harmony Creek subdivision. Atkins is believed to have fired shots as soon as Deputy Cunningham exited his patrol car. The sheriff's office said it was so quick he didn't even see the threat coming. Shots continued inside the home, preventing officers from rushing to Cunningham's aid. That's when officials believe Atkins shot his 52-year-old wife to prevent her from leaving, then turned the gun on himself. She was rushed to a local hospital where she remains in critical condition. The Carroll County Board of Elections has approved moving the location of the polling place for the Bonner Voting Precinct ahead of the November general election. Board members say First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall at 102 Dixie Street will be used in place of the Bonner Recreation Center as the new location is better equipped to handle the expected voter turnout for the general election. The Board of Elections, before their meeting last week, had notified the public of their intent to change the polling place for the UWG voting precinct as well. However, that change was not considered, and the polling place remains in the Townsend Center for the Performing Arts. A long day scheduled for Villarica's mayor and city council on Tuesday as the elected officials host two separate public hearings on a proposed millage rate for the coming year and work with the finance department and other department heads during a budget workshop. The city is reporting that its total net tax digest has increased by $200 million in 2024 over 2023. Staff is recommending that council maintain the current millage rate of 5.822 mils for 2024, and because of the increase to the tax digest, maintaining that rate would result in approximately $285,000 additional dollars being collected from taxpayers. Staff pointing to the need to repay the tax allocation district fund, which is based on a 6.25 millage rate, and the rising cost of operating expenditures such as supplies, utilities, and fuel as to why maintaining the millage rate would be beneficial to the city. The proposed tax increase for a home with fair market value of $312,000 is approximately $29, and the proposed tax increase for a non-homestead property with a fair market value of $337,000 is approximately $31.59. Adopting the rollback millage rate of 5.588 mils would, in theory, result in no additional taxes as a whole collected compared to last year. The Harrelson County Courthouse could soon receive an exterior paint job as Tallapoosa Judicial Circuit Superior Court Judge Andrew Roper is asking the Harrelson County Board of Commissioners for help funding the paint and supplies needed to make some improvements to that courthouse in Buchanan.
This is a project that I personally feel that would increase the county residents' pride in their county building. This is a building, quite frankly, as we all know, that some of life's most important tasks and things happen in that building. It's probably one of the county's most frequented buildings. This is just a project that I would like to take on to make the building a little more aesthetic, something that all of the residents of Harrelson County can take pride in.
Judge Roper telling commissioners that a Harrelson County deputy has already volunteered to handle the labor portion of a potential project for free.
Our idea was just only the outside.
You gonna paint the brick?
Yes, sir.
Really?
That would be the idea, yes, sir.
Have you decided on the color?
No, sir. As I indicated, this would be something that obviously I'd be more than willing to come back to the commission for approval of colors and methods and things like that.
Roper provided an initial estimate for paint and supplies at $5,000. The West Georgia Regional Library System and the Carroll County Parks announcing the opening of a story stroll at John Tanner Park. The ribbon-cutting ceremony will occur on Thursday, August 29th at 10 a.m. at the John Tanner Park Beach, where the story stroll begins. A story stroll offers a unique way to combine physical activity with reading. Participants can enjoy a walk along the beach while reading Blossom Possum Learns to Save by Bowden author Dr. Bobby Gaines. This book teaches valuable lessons about responsible spending, saving for the future, and the joy of giving. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.